we have not had Ross prepare a statement, so we'll just open it up for questions for Ross.
Yeah, let's do that.
Judge Nad?
You know, I mean, not really, because there's really nothing we can do about it. You know, our job is to play football, and you know, whoever the coach is, it's not our decision. And you know, as players, you know, all we can do right now is, you know, look at the off season and work as hard as we can to build in our team for next season. Because I mean, no matter who the head coach is, we know we have great players and we have a great team, and we're gonna have a great team next year, no matter who he is. So, you know, right now we just got to do our job as, you know, teammates and, you know, some of the older guys, and really take leadership of the team and just get us together. And, you know, just because all our goals are still intact for next year. I mean, you know, WAC championship, winning record, bowl game. I mean, they're still all there. I mean, no matter who it is at the top. And that's all we can work for right now.
What names have you heard about possible replacements?
Well, see, there's a lot of options. You know, we've had calls from a lot of people around the country, and so I can't really give any names right now, but I really don't. I mean, there's names flying around everywhere, and you don't know how legit they are.
Is that exciting, though?
You know, there is. There is a little a good bit of excitement on the team, you know, because not many of the guys on the team went through it, but, you know, when I came in 4 years ago, I was under Coach Bignell for a season, and I went through the whole coaching change, and as you know, all of us fifth-year seniors did. And you know, there's a bit of excitement about it. Whether we bring somebody in or they appoint somebody on the staff, you know, either way, it's you know, it's always, you never know what to expect, and so that's kind of exciting.
Is there a certain kind of person you'd like to see in that position?
Like I said, it's just really not my call. I'm just going to go out there, and Tuesday when school starts, I'm going to go to weights and I'm going to go to run, and I'm going to make sure everybody else is there and we do what we need to do.
Run that triple option then?
Well, you know, if we did go to the triple option offense, I'm afraid I would be out of a job. But, you know, whoever they bring in, we'll just have to adapt to their system.
Do you have any idea that Lane Kiffin and Pete Carroll would have this kind of effect on you?
Absolutely not. I mean, we saw the whole Pete Carroll thing go on, and you know, then Lane left, and then, you know, I mean, this whole thing, there are people in the locker room going, man, Pete Carroll really screwed this whole thing up. But, you know, never knew it would have led to this.
And did you have any idea, maybe last night, I guess, is when it first started coming out that Coach Fieldy, Canada, I mean, when did it start to hit you that he might actually be gone?
I personally had, you know, the first idea was like yesterday afternoon, but that was, I mean, that's when I was like, okay, he's out of town. I don't know what he's doing, but he's not here. And so I didn't find out about it till this afternoon. I was watching ESPN and I saw it go down on the ticker just like everybody else did. And then we just came up here for the team meeting.
Now, we talk about, you know, Bruce has mentioned this, Frank has mentioned this, and it's all about the players. Do we and do the public make too much of a head coaching change? Would it be more of a drastic change for you if Frank left, if the quarterback coach left, if the OC left, than it is the head coach?
Coming from my position, yes. Definitely. You know, because, you know, I only have 1 year left, and, you know, changing offenses is tough for anybody. But, you know, that's just, you know, nobody's really going to want to learn a whole new offense or anything. But, I mean, it's part of it. And, you know, it goes back to some of it's, you know, exciting to maybe playing something different. Or, but, you know, probably, you know, just from my personal position, the offensive coordinator would have a lot more to do with it than the head coach.
What did Julie tell you guys in that 1 minute, 2 minutes?
Just that, basically what Mr. Vanderbilt said earlier is that, you know, it's really just a tribute to this program, how he's gotten to where he's been, and, that, you know, he really poured his heart into this program, and, that he'll be pulling for us in the future.
After a minute was over with, did you guys go, that's it?
Well, I mean, we can kind of tell he was, you know, in a hurry to get somewhere or do something, but, But, you know, I mean, what he said, we felt like was heartfelt, and you know, we just wish him luck.
There was a lot of reaction from Cincinnati players when Brian Kelly left Notre Dame for a bigger, better opportunity. They were kind of pissed. I mean, mm-hmm. Obviously, they had different circumstances. Season was still going, bowl game and all like that stuff. But that sediment, do you think there's much of that sediment there that's like, you know, walk? You're just leaving us for something better?
I mean, there's a little bit about that, but I mean, that's just human nature. I mean, I think everybody could feel like that at some point. And, you know, everybody on the team is different. I mean, we got, you know, almost 100 guys on the team, and everybody's going to take the coaching change differently. So, I mean, that's probably all I can say about that. You know, I don't speak for all 100 guys on the team.
Last year, the Auburn-Mississippi State rumors came up pretty quickly, even while season was still going. This season, it seemed like it was pretty much a sure thing. You still had Coach Beal in 2010. I mean, is that your thinking, that you knew in spring and in summer all year long you're going to have the same coach?
Yeah, this definitely jumped up on us. We, you know, really had no idea this was really even a possibility. But, you know, like we said, you see Pete Carroll leave and go to USC. You don't think that has anything to do with you. But, yeah, it's, you know, it sprung up on us just like it sprung up on everybody else.
Any more questions for Ross?
Do you think there's a chance for some attrition from your roster, maybe the younger guys transferring, or I guess as you as a leader have other team leaders kind of, you know, try to convince guys they stay, we're going to make it through this?
Honestly, this team is so close. There's really been no talk of that right now in the locker room. You know, if, you know, honestly, like all the talk has been is just, you know what, who cares? You know, we got a job to do. This is our team. You know, we're the ones out there on the field every game, you know, every Saturday out there playing. And so it's our job to do our part right now in the off season, and you know, get as fast and strong as we can, and going into spring ball, and whoever that may be under the head coach, then, you know, we'll adapt to that system at the time.
Any more questions for Ross? All right, thanks, Ross.